Let's take you back as you grew up in the 50s and 60s. By 1962, you're 10 years old. Your memories of downtown Tulsa in the 50s, early 60s, did you have any perceived feelings or real feelings of racism that you were welcome? Because in that time period, I believe blacks weren't invited to lunch counters or to restrooms. Is that true?
That's true.
So here you are as a young man, say 10 years old or even 9. Did you go downtown? Were you confronted with these situations?
No. What's interesting about that is I never went downtown. I never crossed Archer Street to the south. As close to downtown as I got as a kid was Archer and Greenwood. Never went south of Archer.
And what, as a young lad, were your thoughts about what is out south? And you were certainly told either not to go there or whatever.
No, we were never told not to go there, really. I guess the advantage for me growing up was there was no need to go there. Everything that we needed as a family, to sustain a family, we could get right here in North Tulsa, in Greenwood. Grocery stores, banks, professional services, it was all right here. So we had no need to go south, and we didn't, or I didn't anyway. Plus, we were a family without transportation, couldn't afford it.
I interviewed Robert's family, they live up north here. And he talked about how they would go downtown Tulsa and to the major stores. And even though they had the money, those stores would not accept it from them because they were black.
Oh, I can believe that. What's interesting is there are stories not so dissimilar from that that's happening today. I mean, I deal with a lot of minority entrepreneurs, a lot of prospective business owners in Greenwood right now. We've had clients to start businesses in South Tulsa, prospering businesses, until it was made known who the owner of the business was, and then business took a nosedive. And it was okay as long as patrons to the stores didn't know who owned the business. So we had owners of businesses working in the stores, and it was perceived that they're just employees, until one of the patrons asked the owner one day, well, who owns the store? The owner said, I do. That was the last time they saw that patron in the store, but business just went south after that.
And we should point out, we're recording this in 2010.
That's correct. Happens today.
Do you remember the first time you went south of Archer?
I really don't remember. I do remember doing my athletic participation. I mean, I traveled all over the city to compete. We had to. It wasn't confined to just the North Tulsa area. And I even participated in baseball, would travel to small rural towns to compete. But what's interesting about that is I never was on any one particular baseball team. I floated. I was a good baseball player. So teams would call me and say, can you play with our team this week in a tournament? So I would travel all over this part of the state, going to baseball tournaments, playing. It became somewhat of a challenge because I had to start taking my birth certificate with me everywhere I went, because my size and my talent would become questionable to opposing teams. He's too big to be that young. He must be not of age. And so I had to start taking my birth certificate with me everywhere to prove that I was of legal age to play on this particular peewee team.
Peewee team. So you would have been how old?
10.
You were obviously much bigger than the rest of them.
Right.
Do you think those questions would have been asked of you if you were white?
No, because there were white players just as big as I was. Tall, but not as good. The question of their age never came up. The question of my age came up because I was a deciding factor in who won and who lost.
Because your talent was so above the rest of them.
Right.
I hate to go here, but do you think they thought that because you're black, you would lie?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If they didn't think that, they wouldn't ask for my birth certificate.
Okay. And if you're white, you wouldn't lie. but if you're black, you're wood.
Right.
That's cold, isn't it?
I'm telling you. But it's a life lesson.
So when you were 12 and 13, and when you made a marked difference in the game, how good it must have made you feel.
Correct. But at the same time, it also afforded me the opportunity to make myself known. Notoriety for me was never an issue because of my sports participation. Everybody in this town knew who this big, tall kid with athletic ability was in Tulsa. They all knew that.
Do you even know how tall you were at 12 or 13 years old?
6'1", something like that.
Absolutely amazing.
And I've only grown 3 inches since.
Wow.